This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of Him who humbled Himself to share our humanity. Your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas. Whether you have been here for a long time because you thought we started at 9:30 or came early to Unplugged, we're glad you are here. I heard the story of a mother who was having a bit of a challenge with her teenager over the Christmas holidays, and so she was at a cocktail party with a famous psychiatrist and said, "Could you please diagnose my 13-year-old boy?" And without batting an eye, he said, "Well, he's suffering from a transient psychosis with an intermittent rage disorder punctuated by episodic radical mood swings. But his prognosis is good for a full recovery." And the woman was surprised, and she said, "Well, how can you diagnose him like that without even meeting him?" And the psychiatrist said, "Well, I thought you said he was 13. The readings that we hear today from Isaiah, from Galatians, talk about the law now being superseded by the grace that comes in Jesus Christ. The challenge is that once we are no longer confined by this law or imprisoned, we are freed and things get messy. But Christmas is messy. In the gospel, the prologue from John that we hear, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus comes into our chaos. And it's an important thing that we need to recall. And as has become our tradition on this first Sunday after Christmas, let's experience a bit of that chaos. Whether or not Ramon McLoof, our tour guide, got it right, we know that Jesus came into this world and was there in some sort of a rustic atmosphere. We hear about this beauty of what was going on, and perhaps this would have been a sound we might have heard in that particular situation. Now we're told that there were cattle were lowing. The shepherds came, and what do shepherds bring? And wherever I have seen sheep, there have always been sheep dogs. Wherever there are sheep, there are usually goats. And whether it was an inn or a family setting, they had to eat breakfast, so they needed eggs, so there probably had to be chickens. And wherever there are chickens, there are roosters. And most farms would have had ducks. Now, there's nothing in the scriptures that says that this scene was completely kosher. So on a farm, you probably got some pigs. And probably workhorses would have been around there somewhere. Now, wherever I've seen horses, there are horse flies. Now, the wise men came, and what were their animals they had? Camels. That's what a camel sounds like. Now, whether or not it was an inn, or more historically, the fact that the family was already gathered in the guest room, so there was no room for Mary and Joseph in the inn, the fact is there was a lot of people, and it was a festive time, so there was probably a party going on. Now, crickets, cows, donkey, sheep, dog, goats, chickens, roosters, ducks, pigs, horses, flies, camels, and a party. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes? I don't think so. Now, with all of this going on, the thing is, it would not have happened one after the other. It would have all happened at the same time. With the crickets, the cows, the donkeys, the sheepdog, the goats, the chickens, the roosters, the ducks, the pigs, the horses, the horse flies, the camels, the party, and the baby crying. And with this as our backdrop, let us together sing. Silent. Different feel to our silent night. I like doing that because it reminds me of the chaos in which our Savior chooses to come in and be with us in the midst of our messiness. None of us has a family that is perfect. It doesn't exist. But love comes into the midst of each one of our families, whether it's a church family or our extended biological family. Love came down at Christmas. There are so many times and moments in our lives when we want to wait until we get it perfect, and then I'll be ready to deal with this. The gift of Jesus at Christmas, it says, now is the time, because love wants to be in the midst of our mess. I ran across a short video that I think makes this point very strongly. Let's watch.
Okay, Mom. I think that's the last of the boxes out of the attic.
Oh, here it is. Honey, you want to go get the kids so they can help me set this up? Do you want to go get the kids or do you want me to?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You know, it's just funny to me that you want their help.
What's funny about me wanting to make memories with my grandchildren?
Okay. What's funny is that you never let me help set up the nativity.
You were always getting stuff all over baby Jesus.
What?
You were a messy child. You had messy hands. You got baby Jesus sticky.
Once. I got baby Jesus messy one time.
You remember that?
Remember it? You yelled at me and threw fruitcake at me.
You got peanut butter all over the camel also. But I didn't discover that 2 years later.
You threw fruitcake at me.
I hate fruitcake.
Hold on. Let me make sure I understand what's happening here, okay? You want to take what is a nightmare of a memory for me and turn it into something wonderful for my kids?
Michael, I'm sorry if you were emotionally scarred.
Emotionally scarred? I'm physically scarred. Do you know somebody else who has a fruitcake scar on their forehead?
Just stop it.
Mom, I was a kid. Kids get things messy. That's life.
The baby Jesus is a whole focal point of the nativity. Heck, he's the reason for the whole blooming season. And if you think for 1 minute you're going to touch him with your messy mess, oh, all over, you've got another thought coming, mister. Jesus didn't come down here to get messy. That wasn't very good theology, was it?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I mean, Jesus said, you know, let the little children come to me, right? I mean, apparently he was okay with getting messy. We're the ones that dress him up, and yet he always came with the intention of getting his hands dirty.
I guess I deserve the fruitcake thrown at me now, huh?
Grandma, may I please help decorate?
Sure you can.
Is that baby Jesus?
Wait, let's get you cleaned up first. Yes, that's baby Jesus. Go ahead, you can touch him. Michael, you want to give us a hand?
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Okay, let's see what we've got. We've got a cow and a donkey and a sheep, but where's the shepherd?
Right there.
What? There he is, that's right. And where's Mary and Joseph?
Right there.
Right here, where should we put them?
In the middle.
And the Word became flesh and dwells in the midst of our mess. Wherever you find yourself in your life, internally or externally today, he wants to love you. May you let him in to your mess. Amen.